Many observers agree that the Republican triumph in enacting a prescription drug benefit for Medicare is a watershed event that could shape American politics for years. But commentator Matt Miller says one of the law's central lessons has gone unappreciated.
Yes, the Medicare law, even if imperfect, is a coup for the White House. Republicans have always known that adding a drug benefit to Medicare would co-opt an issue long thought to be owned by Democrats. It helped seal President Bush's image as a compassionate conservative, making his re-election more likely. And it confirms that Democrats simply don't have the party discipline to win a high-stakes political fight. But there's a broader lesson. At this crucial juncture, just a few years before 76 million baby boomers begin their costly retirement, there is simply no voice for generational equity and fiscal sanity in American politics. The bill's $400 billion cost over 10 years, which all sides know is just a down payment on seniors' drug costs, is all being borrowed from our children. The Democratic charge that the bill is too stingy only suggests the fiscal hole could get deeper. Democrats look at the $400 billion the bill provides over the next 10 years, compare it to estimates that seniors' total drug costs over the same period will be $1.8 trillion, and conclude that the benefit is therefore obviously inadequate. But wait a minute. Who says that younger taxpayers should be footing the bulk of the bill for middle and upper-income seniors anyway? What about the 44 million uninsured, or the host of other unmet needs for Americans who happen not to be senior citizens? Put another way, what will middle and upper-income seniors' food bills be over the next decade, or their utility bills? Should younger workers, who will often be earning less than those they are subsidizing in retirement, be expected to fund most of those bills as well? In a few years, the inexorable budget math of the boomers' retirement will place such questions at the heart of public debate. But for now, that debate is nowhere to be found. And neither are the people who will be asked to write the checks, the people with the most to lose. Young people themselves, college students and the post-college crowd, haven't begun to understand the stakes, let alone stepped up and weighed in. Until they enter the arena, along with leaders who will risk talking about generational equity and fiscal sanity, our politics will feature bigger and bigger benefits for the elderly, no matter the price tag, or what else it means we can't afford.
The comments of Matt Miller, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and the author of The 2% Solution, Fixing America's Problems in Ways Liberals and Conservatives Can Love.